Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker, to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Perfect world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
Ah, yes, the powerful prism of Penguia. This is the perfect connection to the electric eel of Aquarium. Location, the frozen tundra of Siberia. Yes!
Oh, no. No, Dr. Bill. The boss never, ever has a kind word for us. It's always robotic ragamuffins this, dunce buckets that.
He's never once told us he cared.
The Hacker's what I call a bully boss. The absolute worst kind of boss there is.
A bully boss? Why?
Now, my advice, y'all should hightail it out of there quicker than a boll weevil at a cybercat convention. Get up and go.
What? Nobody leaves the Hacker.
I don't know. I still care about the boss. It's gonna be hard to leave him.
But Dr. Bill's right, Dee Dee. We gotta find a new boss who appreciates us.
They're not going anywhere. Move it, dunce buckets. We have chaos to cause.
Chaos is not the answer, Hacker. You need to repair this relationship before it's lost forever.
We already have a relationship. I'm the boss, and they're not.
Precisely the problem, son. I suggest a friendship field trip where you all can spend some quality time together as equals, pals, buds.
Equals?
Pals?
Us and the boss?
On the other hand, it's not such a bad idea, after all. I'll do it. Come on, boys. It's time to become best friends, and I know just the place to go.
He's sure having a tough time hitting the target.
That's Fluff. Been trying to make the team for 3 seasons now. Yeah, maybe next time, Fluff. All right, you're up, Ice. Show them how it's done.
Wow.
Man, she's awesome. Hits the pole every time.
She never misses.
Not like you, huh, Fluff?
Nice one, Didge.
Just kidding. Sheesh.
Guys, we didn't come to Siberia to watch hockey. We came here to play in the snow.
You go, Inez. Penguin hockey's totally cool.
I'll play with you.
You got it, Fluff. Snow angels await us.
They call her Blue Ice. She's the best player in all of penguin hockey.
Yeah, but she's just a penguin. I'll show her what a real pro can do.
This is so cool. You're lucky to live in such a fun place, Fluff.
Fun, yeah, but sad, too.
Sad? How come?
Well, a long, long time ago, Emperor Penguia was afraid that someone would steal our prism, our ever-shining symbol of happiness. So he took it to a secret place and buried it in the ground where no one would ever find it. But the Emperor had a bad memory, so he made wall pictures in the Tomb of Records that showed exactly where he buried the prism. Unfortunately, he forgot where the Tomb of Records was. No tomb. No pictures, no prism. The prism of Penguia was lost forever.
Gosh, that really is sad.
Uh-huh. That's how the legend of the crying penguin was born. I almost forgot. It's my turn at the crying spot.
The crying spot?
Come on, I'll take you there.
Some pro. That's your fourth miss.
Well, if I shoot enough times, I'm bound to hit the pole.
Stand back. I'll show you how it's done.
That wasn't even close.
Man, hitting that pole is a lot harder than I thought.
What's the deal, Coach? Our pucks go in a straight line to the wall just like Ice's do.
And bounce back like hers. But they sure don't hit the pole like Ice's do.
Come on, I'll show you why. I use this to track the puck so my players can see what works and what doesn't.
Hey, that's me. The path of that shot wound up way to the right of the target.
My turn.
And that one was too far to the left.
Man, we're shooting all over the place. None of the paths are right.
Now, watch what Ice does.
Right on target.
But her target isn't the pole. It's this aiming spot on the board. From this blue star, there's only one path the puck can take off that wall to hit the pole. And that blue dot marks that spot on the wall.
Cool. Now we know what to aim at.
That's the secret. Aim is the game.
Come on, Jax. Let's light it up. To find the path from here that hits the pole, aim for the blue dot. He shoots. He scores! Woohoo!
So a penguin must always shed tears until the prism of Penguia is found. It's the law of the land. Here we are, the crying spot. Hey, Flash, my turn to cry.
Penguin tears? Gosh, that is just the saddest thing I ever heard.
Not all fun and games here like you thought, huh?
There has to be something we can do to help. There just has to be.
Tighter, I said. Pull it tighter.
Uh-oh. That voice sounds familiar.
This would be a lot easier, boss. I mean, pal, if you'd help us.
Yeah, it would make us feel like we're all equal, just like Dr. Bill said.
We are equal. You two are the same, and then there's me.
Hacky!
Pal!
Why, you incompetent! I mean, incomparable compadres. Great pals of mine, shall we bond?
Oh, yeah. What bonding should we do first?
How about we go on a friendship hike?
No. If you truly want to bond, there's only one thing to do. Dig holes.
Dig holes?
Of course, a dig for friendship. Everyone knows the more holes you dig, the stronger your friendship becomes. What do you say, my bosom buddies? Shall we dig?
Okay.
You got it, bud.
By the way, if you happen to find anything in one of those holes, do let me know, okay? Prism of Penguia, I will find you.
Hacker's looking for the prism!
We gotta tell the others. Keep crying, Flash. I'll send someone to take my place.
Hacky's friendship is getting stronger. I can feel it, Buzzy.
Yeah, me too, but if he's our friend, shouldn't he be in here digging with us?
Good idea! Let's make the hole bigger so there's room for him, too.
There's where I saw Hacker. Hurry!
What's that noise?
Avalanche!
Yorch! Run for your lives!
Ah!
We'll outsled it.
It's gaining on us!
Look out!
We're gonna crash!
Now that was totally awesome.
Speak for yourself.
Whoa! Look at this place.
Where are we?
The Emperor's Tomb of Records.
Come on, Jax. Let's see how to get out of here.
Fluff, if this is the Tomb of Records, you know what that means?
What? What does it mean?
It means the location of the Prism of Penguia is right here on the wall. Here it is. It says the Prism is on Frostbite Plateau, between two cybergreen trees.
Oh, no! That's where Hacker was digging! We've got to get out of here, now!
We're not going anywhere. We just checked the whole cave.
And there's no way out!
Yes, there is. It says so right here. We gotta touch the beak of a green and orange penguin, and a door will appear beside it. But first, we gotta...
The green and orange penguin!
No, not yet. First, we have to...
Touched it. Let's get out of here. Hey!
What's going on? What's happening? The ice is cracking! It can't hold us!
Hey! What happened?
You triggered a booby trap! We had to get the key to the door before you touched the penguin. You didn't wait.
You never wait. How was I supposed to know?
This is not good. This is not good at all.
Yikes! What is it?
It's the key to get us out.
We found the key to the door.
Bring it over here.
We can't. The ice is too dangerous to cross.
And we can't throw it over because the iceberg's in the way.
Never fear, the ditch is here. As usual, I'll fly it over there.
Didge, what happened?
My rotor's frozen stiff. I can't fly.
So how do we get the key over to Matt and Jackie?
No prism in this hole either. Impossible. The book can't be wrong. How's it going down there, my fabulous friends? See anything in that hole?
Nothing but good feelings for you, Hacky.
I feel so close, I'm getting goosebumps.
I don't understand it. Those Dunspikers have dug up the whole area and... Or have they? The prison of Penguia must be here. I'm starting to get goosebumps myself.
There's no way to get the key over there.
No problem. We'll just wait here till this whole place melts.
Matt, this is no time for jokes. Inez, you've got to get it here somehow or we'll never get out.
Too bad Ice isn't here. She could bounce the key off the back wall right into Maddie's mitts. Slap shot, baby!
But the ice in front of us is full of holes. You'll have to make exactly the right shot, or the key will fall into a hole. Then what?
But how do we do that? We can't even see each other, and besides, there's no aiming point!
Aiming point? What's that got to do with anything?
I'm not sure, but I know that's how Ice makes all her shots work.
Yeah, Inez. Whenever Ice stands in a certain spot and aims for a certain spot on the wall, her shots always go where she wants.
There's no way we can figure that out.
Maybe we can. Our own little practice ring.
Cool. Let's use it to try out some shots and figure out why aiming spots work.
Would one of these candies help? They're flat and round like the key.
Great idea, Fluff. Thanks.
Hey, guys, we can't see what you're doing. What's going on?
Check your squack for a bird's eye view.
Thanks, Stitch. We see it.
Okay, this spot marks where we are, and this spot is where you guys are. And here's the iceberg between us.
Got it.
I'm gonna try and bounce this candy off the back of the drawer over to missed. My aiming spot is too far to the right.
Try another aiming spot, Inez.
Oh, missed again. Now my spot's too far to the left.
Come on, Inez. You can do it.
Think I've got it aimed right this time.
And we've got a winner! Woohoo!
But how's this gonna help us know where to aim? Three different shots, three different paths, only one winner, so what?
Different paths? But look! Something is the same for each one! Check out the angles the paths make with the wall!
Angles? Now what are you talking about, Nessie?
Just look at this shot, Didge. See where I hit the wall with the candy? I'm talking about the angle right here, between the path going in and the wall.
Uh-huh.
Now look at this angle over here. Here's the angle of the candy coming out from the wall. Notice anything?
They look like they're the same.
I think that's the secret to making a perfect shot.
The angle that the path makes going into the wall is the same as the angle the path makes coming away from the wall. Who knew?
I bet it's a rule that works for all bounces. The angle in is the same as the angle out.
But how can we use the rule to find the aiming spot that will get the key where we want it to go?
Inez, don't tell me you don't know. Please don't tell me you don't know.
That's it, my beloved buddies. Dig like you never dug before. Dig!
Hacky, we hit something.
Out of my way, cyber fools. Help me clear away the snow. Please, pals, buddies.
What is it, boss? I mean, buddy.
It's the prism of... the prism of Palsy Walsy. It's our trophy for bonding. It means we'll be best friends forever. Keep digging.
We're running out of time. Where's the aiming point?
Calm down, guys. We just need to think a little harder. What do we know?
We know where we are.
Very funny, Matster. That's where we need to get the key.
Wait a second. Matt's right. We know where we are, and we know where you are.
And we also know that the angle of the key into the wall has to match the angle of the path out of the wall for the shot to go where we want.
We're with you, Inez. But how do we make paths on the ice so the angles are the same? If only we could draw some straight lines for the paths.
I think I've got a way.
Oh!
This icicle is long enough to reach the wall. Inez, any icicles over there long enough to reach the wall?
Got one!
Hurry! Make the angles! Make the angles!
Hang on, Fluff. For this to work, we need a way for them to see what we're doing, and we need to see what they're doing.
The Didge can't fly, but we can still get a bird's eye view.
We have picture. Icicle going out. How's that?
The angles aren't equal. We need to move the tips to the right.
They equal now? Not yet.
Back to the left. Just a little. Stop. There. That looks good. The angles look the same.
Angle in equals angle out. The aiming spot is set.
Aim is the name of the game. Come on, guys. Take off the icicles and bounce that key over here.
Wait. If we do that, we'll lose our aiming spot. Don't you think we better mark it somehow first?
Fluff's right. We need something to shoot at.
The sun! The middle sun is right over our aiming spot. We can shoot for that.
Don't need this anymore.
Remember, we only have one chance.
Thanks for the extra pressure, Matt.
Shoot it!
For the penguins!
Inez shoots. She scores!
I got the key! I got it!
Come on!
We gotta get back up there, fast!
to borrow these. It's an emergency.
The Prism of Penguia is almost free.
I thought it was the Prism of Palsy Walsy.
Oh, right. The Prism of Palsy Walsy. Just help me get it out.
Are we still pals, Hacky? 'Cause I'm feeling a hug coming on.
It's those Earth brats trying to break up our friendship.
We gotta get this back to the Rika so our friendship stays safe.
Yes, to the Rika.
Hacky!
Oh, I'm weak from the digging. Run out of energy. Must rest.
But, Hacky, the kids will take our Prism of Palsy Walsy.
Take the Prism to the Rika. Meet you there. You can do it. Go. Oh, go.
We won't let you down, Hacky.
Way to go, Fluff! You just made the team!
Thanks to the Cyber Squad, the Prism of Penguia has been found!
Yeah.
No more will penguin tears have to be shed, ever!
My plan worked to perfection! This pedestal will be the transformer for the eel's energy. Soon, I will be the most powerful being in all of cyberspace! Yeah!
Stay right where you are! It's Cyber Chase for real!
You're in luck. I can spend the whole day with you.
Harley, I already have plans.
Cancel them. What can be more important than spending quality time with your favorite cousin? So what do you want to do?
How about a movie?
That doesn't sound like quality time together. We can't talk.
Exactly. The Statue of Liberty?
Nah, I've been there like a million times.
Zoo?
I'm not really into animals.
Okay, you decide.
Racquetball.
I've never played racquetball.
Watch and learn.
I am having such a great time. What's next?
How about a root canal?
Eight ball. Let's go. One of us gets stripes, the other gets solids. Whoever pockets his group first, and then the eight ball, wins. Watch and learn.
Do-overs?
This isn't fun. I want to turn.
I've got to make the cue ball bounce off the rail so it knocks the eight ball into the pocket.
You'll never make that shot.
In the racquetball court, I noticed that the ball traveled at the same angle before and after a bounce. The cue ball has to hit the rail at the correct angle. I can use cue sticks to help me plan the path I want the ball to take. So the angle in equals the angle out. If I can hit the cue ball so it hits that exact spot on the rail, I'll sink the eight ball. Harley, I had a great time. Want to get together tomorrow?
I already have plans.
Cancel them. What could be more important than spending quality time with your favorite cousin?